I'm Mark Bayshore. An annual spring ritual is winding down in Michigan. Maple syrup season is coming to an end. Current State's Melissa Benmark went to check out one of the syruping operations in mid-Michigan. This sounds like a fun assignment, Melissa.
You know, it really was. And actually, apropos of your last guest, where I was doing this story, not actually real far from the Ionia prison complex,
okay.
Which is located, interestingly, in an unknown pretty part of Ionia County. As you drive west from Ionia, you'll come to the little town of Saranac. And on the streets of Saranac are these gorgeous old maple trees. They're very large. It's beautiful in the fall. And this time of year, it's not uncommon to see a lot of them with pails and spouts attached to collect sap for maple syrup. Just this week, the buckets came down. Sap went to be processed at Dusty Lane Maple Syrup outside of Saranac. And I talked to the owner, 77-year-old John Smith, about running a maple syrup business and involving the town folks in the process.
Our operation has grown over the years. We're up to somewhere around 1,200 taps now. So we have a lot of syrup to take care of, sap. As everybody knows, it takes a barrel of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. I grew up here on this farm. Well, my first wife and I were here for nearly 50 years. But we have a lot of fun during this time of year right out here at the shanty. And collecting a sap, boiling it down to make syrup. Been at it now ever since my grandfather started back in the mid-30s, I suppose. So we've been at it for some time. We have big groups of people come. Yesterday we had 15 or so around here working, and they just love to be out here and talking and work is fun when you're doing it the right way.
It looks like you guys are working pretty long hours out here. Is it like, tell me kind of about the season that you're in right now with the syrup making.
The syrup season is just about done. We started, we tapped the first time there on March 7th. And so we're over a month now. Generally the season runs for 5 to 6 weeks. But we're not getting any freezes now and won't be for a week or so. So we're going to be taking down the buckets and pulling spiles and wrapping things up. It's always a fun thing to get into and always fun to get out of. But we'll end up with about 250 gallons this year or so.
Is that a good year?
Not nearly as good as last year. Last year we made 361. So it's going to be somewhat less than half than last year. But we feel very, very fortunate to have that much. And then we had such a big year last year that we had carryover of 50 gallons. So, yeah, we have lots. So this year we'll have some dark syrup. Generally speaking, dark syrup was always thought of as a grade B and probably still is, but generally, people don't want that, but we've getting into an age now where the health club people, they like that dark maple syrup to add to their stuff, and so we didn't have any last year, hardly at all, but this year there's going to be some for whoever wants it, but we got the better stuff too, what I call better.
What makes the difference between the dark and the light syrup?
Generally speaking, the early sap, when you first start, makes a real clear syrup. And then as the season progresses, it gets to be darker and darker. But if it's got the taste, you don't really care. But if you get into bad syrup, it's time to be done and throw it away. So we haven't got that stage yet, but I'm suspecting within the next day or two we'll be gathering in the rest and calling it quits for this year.
One of the things I was curious about is that when you drive into Saranac mm-hmm. from David Highway, mm-hmm. so many of those trees are tapped. And I mean, are they all relatives? Are they friends? How is it that you have folks doing that in town?
Oh, that started about 4 years ago. The school down at Saranac has a school woods, and that's where it all started. Lots of maples in that little woodlot. So we started there, and it just grew from there. My partner, Bruce Chadwick, past superintendent at Saranac. He knows so many people in Saranac, and he just went around asking people if we could, if they minded if we tapped the trees in their front yard or along the street, and it just grew from there. In fact, we had a lady that see that we had tapped her neighbor, and she said, "Hey, why haven't you got mine tapped?" So, but there are people who don't like us tapping trees, and I respect their thoughts. Tapping trees don't hurt them at all, except the lumber people. They don't want you wrecking that first 4 foot from the ground up.
Do people feel good to be kind of a part of the tapping operation?
Oh, yes, they certainly do. Generally speaking, we've got six or eight around here right now, and hard to keep them away once they get a taste of it, and they want to help. Just miraculous how it's worked.
Do any of the people in the houses in Saranac that you've asked to tap, do they get involved?
Yes. In fact, one in here now, Dean Gage, he lives on the west side of town, and he wanted to tap his. So he's got his own tapped over there and brings a sap out. Generally speaking, we'd like to have them in kind of a group so we aren't running all over. But it has worked out really good. You take hook the pickup to a trailer with a tank on it, and it's so easy to go up and down the streets of town and run the sidewalks. The big thing this year, though, was the snow. Snow was 2 foot deep to walk through when we were tapping, and I'm sure that everybody else had the same problem. But we managed, and we finally got him tapped. You know, it's we liked syrup time. My dad always said it was the time of year when you get your muscles built up for later spring work. So others would probably concur with that. But it does get tiresome, as anybody might know. I've got so many helpers that I've kind of backed away from a lot of it this year. We've taught them how to do it.
Do you have any kind of celebration or kind of closing day for the sugaring season?
We're planning to have everybody here a little bit later, probably June or so, to get this mess all cleaned up around here and have a big feast out here. It's been a fun time, and I want to treat everybody to a good time together once again. As I said, I'm 77, and I've been in it all these years since I was little. It didn't always start here. This has been built up. The first outfit we had was back in the woods on my grandfather's, and just out in the woods with no cover over us at all. But we had fun. Made considerably less syrup than we do now. But when you get people involved, that's what they really like. We don't pay anybody, don't even pay ourselves. There's a bunch of costs that have to be met. If there is any money left over, we'd probably buy something for our feast. But it's been a fun time, and it's something that's wonderful to get into and wonderful to get out of, too. We got to get on with other things.
Well, John Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been fun having you here.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Venmark.